Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller recording on Monday, the 26th of April at 5:52 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, more of this very choppy, mixed environment overall for most asset classes. It's a very sort of whipsaw type of environment. And I maintain that against this background, it's a lot easier to lose money than it is to make money, and therefore one should keep a generally low profile. As a matter of fact, mine's been a little higher than it's been in my own interests, so I should follow my own advice. More on that in a moment here, but obviously I think most subscribers will prefer to have anyone who's commenting on markets, such as myself, to have a lot of very definite, definitive views, take a number of strong positions in terms of directional moves. And, well, good heavens, I certainly prefer doing that myself, but I'm never going to be less than candid with you. And when we get into this type of ranging environment where trends are not being maintained, where they're just consistent, the only consistency is their inconsistency. In other words, they're just choppy, lots of whipsaw moves. Then I'm really going to try to do less, and if I don't feel strongly about anything, I'm not going to stick my neck out and make a fool out of myself, hopefully. So where are we today? Well, again, stock markets more steady than not, but it's not all that convincing. Asia, which has a number of the leading markets, mixed bag, some up a few points, some down a few points. The main move on the day that I've seen was the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which has been quite weak on the downside. Still down another 2% today, 251 points at 12,132. I think it is affected by the dollar's strength. Now, it'll be interesting to see whether or not 12,000 turns out to be something of a psychological support level for the Hang Seng Index. It's also out of line with most other indices in that it's underperforming at the moment. So that opens the door to the possibility that if Wall Street keeps rallying, we get a sudden upward dynamic on the Hang Seng, which would be a tradable signal. On the other hand, it may actually be leading on the downside, and I just honestly don't know at this stage. So I'm just watching right now. Now, European markets have been stronger than I expected when I started opening some short positions, hedging out, more than hedging out, the rest of my equity portfolio last week. And of course, it wasn't a precise one-for-one hedge, because most of my longs are in Asia, and the remaining in golds, but it's the overwhelming part of my equity positions are in Asia, Japan, India, and Thailand. Now, the looking at the short positions that I've opened, and those are FTSE, the DAX, and the MIB 30, that's the Italian index, FTSE, UK, DAX, Germany, of course. They're all up a little bit on the day, but much, much less than they were this morning, earlier on in the day. For instance, the MIB 30 was up over 170 points at one stage. It's currently at 41. FTSE, well, that was never up a great deal, but it's up only 180 as I speak. And the DAX was up about 48 points near its high, and it's currently up 22 in here, but I'm on the wrong side of these trades here right now, and I'm certainly not in the business of running losses. But when I look at these charts and the number of times when they have tested prior resistance levels and fallen back, which is quite high, or else they've just nudged to a new recovery high and then fallen back quite sharply, I'm going to test my pain threshold a little further here and hold on just a bit more. Obviously, Wall Street will be a huge influence overall, and that had a very good day on Friday. Today, it's quite mixed. The Dow up nearly 2 points, the S&P down nearly 2 points, and NASDAQ down 6 points as I speak. Bond markets taking a bit of a breather here. You know, I covered my short position in the U.S. Treasury bonds, took the profit on that last week. They're just a few points below where I covered, so I would have been slightly better off. And today, had I actually stayed with that position, but again, the move's oversold in the short term. And when I covered the short in my Treasury bond futures, I also thought that Wall Street was quite likely to come off because of the earlier weakness of the Nasdaq. And so I thought that that might trigger an oversold rally in the bonds. My strategy in bonds, as you know, would be to short the JGBs and also the treasuries on further rallies within what I maintain is a developing top formation. Now, looking at currencies, we had the euro dip very briefly to a new reaction low for this move during this medium-term correction, as I've described it, against the dollar. Got down to a low of 1.1761, slightly below last week's lows, but then bounced back up to 118.80 and is currently at 118.55. It's just up 13 ticks, so just really quite quiet on the day, and there's still no evidence that the dollar's rally is over. Although, as you'll see from the charts I put on the website, that on the dollar index, at any rate, that it's had a rally equal to its 2003 rally. It's also moved back to a level where we see the first evidence of resistance. There are an awful lot of currency traders who will be looking at that chart and feel a little bit cautious. Here in the short term, I maintain that eventually the dollar index will pull back down and retest its lows, but I don't see the downward dynamic to signal that that retest of the lows has commenced, or that, more importantly, that the rally has been capped. In the commodity markets, again, I'd be careful in here. I'm pleased to see the silver up a little bit. It's not up all that much. It's at 620 and a half. I've got a 631 average cost on my position. And again, it looks very, very oversold in the short term, but there's no upward dynamic to indicate that a potentially strong rally is about to commence. So I'll maintain a few more bids underneath the $6 level, which I kind of hope I don't see touched. I had one subscriber ask me, I'm going to try to do some letters. I may well do them tomorrow, but to one subscriber say, well, Palladium was looking firm again. Well, I mentioned that bounce off the I think it was in the 200 and mid-50s level. Looked like that might have been enough on the downside, but I would be quite cautious in here as far as these commodity markets are concerned, because, again, there's no clear evidence that the dollar's rally is over, and this is very much in the nature of a medium-term correction for commodities, which are extremely volatile because they're thin markets, so either everybody wants them or nobody wants them, and that they're scrambling to get out. And we've seen the latter recently. Well, I think we've seen most of the reactions. Again, I can't say that these are over yet, so again, I would be careful here in the short term. And my only positions in the commodities, as you may recall, the silver that I just mentioned, and I've got a small position, well, not that small, but in crude oil in July, where I'm slightly in the profit, excuse me, and natural gas, where I've got a small loss. It was a bigger loss last week, but that's been rallying here recently. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I think the best thing one could do is just wait for a clearer opportunity, which has not presented itself, at least so far as I can see it at this stage. So just go out and enjoy that weather. I hope you have as good weather where you are as we're having in London currently. And I mentioned on Friday how I was looking forward to the weekend and the sunshine, but you know what? Well, Mrs. Fuller had me spring cleaning. What a palaver, dragging all those winter suits upstairs to the big closets and bringing all the summer ones and jackets down, and most of which I never even wear these days anyway. And then yesterday, My goodness, well, I was in the garden on the balconies and in the small back garden that that we actually have, toiling away, so it was almost a relief to get back into the office. I hope that you had a more leisurely weekend, or that you enjoyed it, whatever you were doing, and have a very good evening.